Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Manchu is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. Alright, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Chicago Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. Addison Russell, ranked as one of the game's top prospects, makes his debut tonight for the Cubs. He's called up. Arizmendi Alcantara sent down to Iowa today. 6:05 first pitch in Pittsburgh. Travis Wood and Francisco Liriano in the pitching matchup. As for Starlin Castro, is he going to be moving anywhere? Joe Madden has had answers about that with Spiegel and Goff earlier today.
I hope people are noticing how well Starlin's playing right now. He's playing the crap out of shortstop, man. He's having great at-bats. And he's playing with a lot of energy. He's been outstanding.
Catch that interview in full at 670thescore.com. Addison Russell will wear number 22 and bat ninth tonight. Blackhawks host Nashville this evening. Game 4 of their first round matchup at United Center. 8:30 puck drop. Hawks look to take a commanding 3-1 lead. NBA, Mike Budenholzer of the Hawks named the association's coach of the year earlier today. A couple days off for the Bulls after they went up 2-0 on the Bucks last night. Series picks up again Thursday night in Milwaukee. Games of play tonight in the playoffs. Cavaliers host Boston. The Raptors and Wizards do battle, and the Rockets take on Dallas. NFL schedule comes out later this evening. Early leak has the Bears being in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night, and Doug Buffone's services have been announced. The wake will be at 2 p.m. Friday at Old St. Pat's Church downtown. Mass will follow at 6 p.m. Friday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. Join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Trader Todd's in Chicago from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by New Mayo Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmayomedical.com. Doug Buffone, has died at the age of 71. And we're all extremely sad about it. It sucks.
There's Doug Buffone, played more games than any other Chicago Bear in history. The last man in the National Football League to play for George Halas. Doug Buffone.
He loved the Bears. I mean, he loved them. He adored them. That's all he talked about. The Bears, the Bears, the Bears. That was his life.
He brought a passion to this thing like nobody I've ever been around.
The quarterback stunk. The offensive line stunk. Special teams stunk. Defense stunk. The running game stunk. The coaches stunk.
He wasn't worried about awards or anything else. He just did the job, and that's what made him such a great guy, great character.
The word gravitas is thrown around almost in a cheap fashion. He had it.
The Bears are who we thought they were. No damn good. I've had it. I have had it. I want somebody to get kicked in the ass.
It's very rare to find someone who can, at the same time, be feared, respected, and loved. All at the same time. And Doug would do that.
He had 14 years of playing, down after down, month after month, year after year. And that kid gave everything for the Bears.
Doug Buffone pulling him down at the 12-yard line. A veteran linebacker, Doug Buffone. Buffone saved the touchdown.
I remember Doug Buffone, and I would step on him any chance I got.
It was a dumbass call.
No, dumbass call, dumbass play, dumbass game.
I used to tell Doug that he was my childhood hero. I mean, as much as I loved him when I was a kid, I loved him even more as an adult and getting to know him over these years, and it's really been my honor to know him.
Playing for the Chicago Bears as a linebacker was one of my biggest thrills. Obviously, I ever had, you know, I wanted to be a Bear. I wanted to play linebacker for the Chicago Bears, and I knew this.
And now Buffone is up. Doug Buffone is up, and I'm sure he's saying the pain hurts, but it was worth it. Plenty of fun in my final game as a Bear. What a way to go for Doug Buffone.
Everyone that had something to do with Doug, their life was improved, and the world is a lesser place today because of his loss.
Bear down.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Great stuff from Chris Tannehill, remembering our colleague Doug Buffone, who died yesterday. And
it got past me yesterday. I don't know about you, because everything that was happening in the afternoon, but just hearing Johnny Morris's voice makes me feel good. Tim Ryan and Johnny. It was Tim Ryan, right? Tim Ryan and Johnny Morris.
I think that's right.
And I mean, that was my wheelhouse. Those were that was. We talked about it yesterday. How you define your sports viewing as a kid, and what were those years, and during those years, during the years my formative sports years, every team sucked. I mean, they were all horrible. So the Bears making the playoffs in 77 as a wild card, winning the last six, and the Snow Bowl and the Meadowlands, that was a very, very big deal. I mean, the Hawks made the playoffs every year, but all they had was Tony Esposito and nothing else, pretty much. And,
you know, when I interned,
that was a big deal. And hearing those guys' voices makes me think of that, and it feels good.
When I entered at Channel 2 in the summer of 89, I was in the news department, but occasionally would help out in sports and I always was hanging around the sports guys, you know, they're coming into my office to look at tape and stuff, whether it's Bob Vassilopoulos or Norm Potash and all those guys. And I would always just go, hey, need an extra hand in sports. And Johnny was like, it's a big deal. Yeah. You know, that guy was I still thought it was very, very cool. Like that's Johnny Morris. That's
another guy who was a hell of a football player.
I know. And his body too. The limp was so pronounced after a while. He was just kind of hunched over. But really, now where's he? He's at the dog track now permanently.
I just started laughing because the last time I saw him was maybe a year or two ago, walking into Arlington on a Friday afternoon.
That's all he talked about. Was the ponies he put on. He had these little half glasses, right? The little reading glasses, and he put them on the end of his nose, and he always had a racing form in front of him. And everybody else is getting ready for the cast, and he's looking over a form.
So we're walking up the stairs.
Come on, six!
We're walking up the stairs to the entrance at Arlington, and I said, hey, John, how you doing? He said, how am I doing? I just got here. Okay, Shecky Green, I was asking you, like, how you feeling? Oh, no, I'm fine.
I just got here. What do you mean, how am I doing? I haven't placed a bet yet. I haven't cashed a ticket yet. Come on now. All right, so I read you that the horrendous emetic Cubs lineup.
Yeah, you had people throwing up in their cars and running into concrete abutments.
Now, this is a famous game for the Boers and Bernstein show. Because this was a game.
You have another box score with a lineup?
Yeah, this was October 3rd of 2012 at Progressive Field. And this was a game that involved a declaration from Ed Farmer because of a certain player's performance affecting his role potentially on the team the next season. But your White Sox lineup that night, this is a decent White Sox team, if you remember, 85 and 77.
Yeah, they were in first place most of the year.
But then slid out of contention in short order. Orlando Hudson at second, Dwayne Wise in right, Paul Konerko, the DH, Diane Vicieto in left, first baseman Dan Johnson.
2-1. A swing and a long one to right. This is going to go a three-homer game for Johnson. Hi, that was out of here quick. Sox lead 9-0. He's on the team for next year.
That ain't true.
Jose Lopez at third.
Who?
Jose Lopez.
Who is that?
He's made up.
Yeah, you did make that up, didn't
Hector
you?
Jimenez was the catcher. Jordan Danks in center field, and the shortstop, Ray Olmedo.
Okay, so they'd been eliminated at that point.
But look at that. Hudson, Wise, Konerko, Vicieto, Johnson, Lopez, Jimenez, Danks.
What about Danks?
That's Jordan Danks and Ray Olmedo. And they banged out 16 hits in the 9-0 win that included those three Dan Johnson homers. So while we were playing the bad lineup game, and just how far removed we are from some of this stuff, boy, that Cub thing. I didn't understand it then. You wanted them to go out and sign Josh Hamilton to add to Darwin Barney
and Albert Pujols, because that's going to solve it.